You're listening to the audio production of Soul's Gate by James L. Rubart, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
For Hall, for making my dreams come true. Chapter 1. Reese Roth spun at the sound, a dull scrape like log on log. But there was nothing behind him, except a small pile of driftwood, worn white by years of ocean rain and wind. A shadow flitted in the corner of his eye. But as he turned farther to his left, the darkness vanished. His heart pumped faster as he took another quarter turn to complete the circle. His feet dug into the russet sand, his gaze darting from ground to sky, taking in everything, seeing nothing unusual. Only waves and seagulls, and an endless beach stretching beyond his sight, both north and south. But the sensation that skittered up and down his back didn't come from his imagination. Reese forced himself to breathe slower as he brushed his thick graying hair back from his forehead and squinted at the orange sun sinking below the horizon. Calm. Abba's peace. Embrace it. He needed to be here, to get comfortable with doing this again after so many years away. You killed them. The thought slammed into Reese's mind like a fist to his temple. Admit it. It was your arrogance, your pride. Just like you're going to kill the four of the prophecy, you will fail again. No. Reese squeezed his eyes shut. It wasn't the truth. Take every thought captive, every idea. He prayed against the attack, and a few moments later the thoughts melted away. The power inside him was...